In this bulletin, revelations a vast number of prescription drugs prescribed to people in the Nauru Detention Centre. Police identify the woman found dead in Melbourne yesterday as an international student. And day four of the Australian Open continues, with victories recorded by Ukraine's Elena Svitolina and the Czech Republic's Karolina Pliskova. With the latest SBS News, I'm Lynn Evelyn. SBS has obtained documents showing there was a vast number of drugs prescribed to people in the Nauru Detention Centre over a 10-month period last year. The information obtained under Freedom of Information laws shows there were over 10,000 instances of prescription drugs being handed out between January and November last year. Most were antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications. The Australian Border Force said there were 163 people in the detention centre during September. Such a population equates to an average of about 60 single prescriptions per person over the January to November period. It comes amid reports the mental health of those detained on Nauru continues to deteriorate. Dr. Beth O'Connor, a psychiatrist who works for the charity Médecins Sans Frontières on Nauru for 11 months up to September last year, says many detainees were very distressed.
We treated 208 refugee and asylum seeker patients. Of these patients, 60% of them had suicidal thoughts and 30% of them made a suicide attempt.
Independent MP Karen Phelps in December introduced a bill to federal parliament allowing emergency transfers of offshore detainees needing medical treatment. The bill is expected to be voted on when parliament sits in February. Listeners seeking support and information about suicide prevention can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. The woman found dead just metres from a tram stop in Melbourne yesterday was an Israeli national studying in Australia. Israeli media reports Aya Massawe was aged in her 20s. The Israeli consulate in Australia is reportedly arranging for her body to be returned to her family. Inspector Andrew Stamper says police are investigating to determine if she was sexually assaulted and what led to her body being left at a tram stop.
We really need the community's assistance with this. We would ask for anyone that may have dash cam footage, CCTV, may have seen anything here, anything that could be a small piece in the jigsaw puzzle, to contact Crime Stoppers.
The attack took place in the electorate of State Labor MP Jenny Makakos, who says she is shocked by the incident.
We want to reassure the community and that is why we are going to have an increased police presence there as police investigate this terrible, terrible tragedy.
A vote of no confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has been narrowly defeated, 325 votes to 306. The no confidence motion, called by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, comes a day after Ms May's Brexit deal was emphatically voted against in Parliament. Ms May now has 2 days to come up with an alternative deal. A series of meetings between parliamentarians will now take place to try and reach a Brexit strategy more people are happy with. Ms May says she'll continue to fight for the best Brexit deal possible.
This evening, the government has won the confidence of Parliament. But the deal which I have worked to agree with the European Union was rejected by MPs and by a large margin. So now MPs have made clear what they don't want. We must all work constructively together to set out what Parliament does want.
Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March. To the tennis now, and Ukraine's Elena Svitolina and the Czech Republic's Karolina Pliskova have both achieved second round triumphs at the Australian Open. The sixth-seeded Svitolina proved too strong for Slovakian Victoria Kozmova, winning 6-4, 6-1, while number 7 seed Pliskova ousted American Madison Brengel 4-6, 6-1, 6-love. Svitolina has never been beyond the quarterfinals at Grand Slam level in 25 previous attempts, but shapes as a genuine contender at Melbourne Park, especially after her unbeaten run to victory at the WTA finals in Singapore late last year. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 26. Adelaide, cloudy, 37. Melbourne, a possible shower, 33 degrees. Hobart, an early shower or 2, 25. Canberra, hot and mostly sunny, 41. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 29. Sydney, clouds clearing, 32 degrees. Newcastle, sunny, 34. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, similar conditions to Brisbane, 32. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34. And that's the latest SBS News.